okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to remember where I left off. That's right. We had just finished our steaks. Yes, thank you. We were in the living room, and I had stacked our dishes and carried them off to the kitchen. And when I returned, Taylor was smiling brightly at me, and he was holding a beautiful crimson box with an oversized bow. And it was a really nice surprise. And just the sight of it actually made me pretty giddy. He set it down on the living room table for me to open. And when I lifted the lid, its contents confused me. Well, there was a leather full body harness, a large silicone O-ring. You know, one of those mouth spreader gags, and red heels. And in the corner of the box was a bunched up wad of black netting. I looked up at him for an explanation, and he kissed me deeply. All he would say was that I had been a very good girl. He proceeded to lift my skirt. He ran his hand over my chastity belt. I had spoken of that. Yeah. And then hastily unlocked it. His hand hovered a moment over my naked pussy in visible longing, but he didn't touch me. I have to admit, I felt a bit excited for him to see my body again in this way, and I hoped this time, since he was right, I mean, I had been a very good girl, that I would lose my virginity to him. He laid the chastity belt down and then pulled the balled up netting from the box. He unraveled it and explained that it was for me to wear. I chuckled because it was so tiny. I didn't see how it would fit even over my leg, let alone my whole body. He ignored my reaction. He picked up the high heels and walked me into the bathroom. He set the items down on the counter and instructed me to put them on. I was nervous. I had never been intimate before, and now my master was ready to use me. Not wanting to disappoint him, I pulled gently at the netting to open it, and after a few tries, finally figured out how to put it on. To my surprise, it fit perfectly. It was a full body fishnet of a repeating pattern of oval holes, I guess is how you would describe it. It accentuated my curves, but did little to hide my nakedness. My nipples protruded through two of the holes, and the sides of the fishnet were cut out, exposing my hips. And then my mouth dropped open when I realized the crotch area was entirely cut out, so my vagina and ass were fully exposed to the open air. I heard movement outside of the bathroom door and quickly put the red high heels on. He asked me to come out. I hesitated a moment. I looked sexy, but felt sinful. I held my breath a moment and then opened the door. And then, surprise! was yelled at me. And I stood in shock as Taylor and four of his male friends stood outside of the bathroom door. Taylor was holding a large white and blue birthday cake that read, "Happy birthday, sweetie." A naked Barbie doll was spread out and pressed into the frosting. Their mouths were agape at the sight of me, and my mouth was agape at the sight of them. I attempted to cover my naked body with my hands while they fondled me with their eyes and did their best to sing happy birthday to me. As the song ended, I began to retreat back into the bathroom, but Taylor's friend Chris softly moved behind me to prevent my escape. I could feel his eyes tracing my ass. Then Taylor said, "Come on, honey, let's eat your cake." I was embarrassed, but Chris coaxed me forward with a soft nudge of his hand over my left butt cheek, and I reluctantly followed the men back to the living room. Taylor motioned and said, "Come here, baby." I followed his instructions and stopped in front of him. He kissed my cheek and then leaned in and whispered, "I'm so proud of you. We're all mesmerized by your beauty." He turned me around to face his audience and then pulled the leather harness from the box. He raised it over my head and lowered it down over my shoulders and back. He told me to lift my legs one at a time into the leg restraints attached to the harness's body, and I obeyed. He reached around my torso in a slight hug and pulled the leather straps around to the front, where he fastened the bond snugly against my skin. My chest remained in full view, and the men had a hard time choosing between resting their eyes on my breasts or on my bare, exposed pussy lips. Taylor set the cake down in the middle of the table and motioned for me to stand in front of it. I attempted to stay on Taylor's side of the table, but he shook his head and pointed for me to go around to the other side. I was nervous, but did what he said. I now stood before the cake, with his four friends sat on the couch behind me, merely inches from my exposed backside. "Eat your cake, baby," Taylor said. Not seeing any plates or forks, I looked back at him confused. "Get down on your knees and eat it," he commanded. I dropped to my knees, then realized I couldn't raise my arms to take any because they were restrained. Unable to fulfill his demand and unsure of what to do, I stared helplessly back at him and whimpered. He smiled and said, "It's okay, honey. Just lean down and use your mouth." Relieved for the solution, I lowered my mouth to the frosting and licked it gently. The room was filled with sexual tension and rhythmic heavy breathing as I lapped at a blue frosting flower. After a time, he said, "Now take a bite." I opened my mouth and took in a dainty piece. The pleasant sweetness touched my tongue, and I forgot about my anxiety for a second. "Really get into it, honey. Get messy for us," he said. I leaned down and took a large bite. The frosting covered my mouth and chin. "Yes, like that. Just like that." I lowered my face down again, taking in another huge bite. Taylor walked around behind his friends on the couch to get a better view of me. Every time I leaned down to take a bite, I could feel my pussy spread open for their viewing pleasure. Oh my God. Can I play with my clit while I tell the story? Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh yes. Oh, sorry, I'll continue. And then I don't know what happened, but I lost myself in that moment. Bite after bite, I hungrily ate away at the cake, feeling the cool air touch my smooth lips as they spread apart with each movement. After several minutes, he chuckled and said, "Okay, dear. I think that's enough cake for now. Sorry." I was embarrassed for losing control and breathed heavily through my frosting-smeared face. Taylor approached the table and removed the cake tray. Despite the table itself now covered in frosting, he said, "Lay down on the table, love." It was only then that I noticed the legs of the table had been outfitted with leather straps. He helped me lie down on the table and, corner by corner, secured my harness down to the table straps. I'm sorry, I can't help it. He then placed the gag into my mouth and fastened it behind my head. My frosting-covered mouth was now permanently spread open by the gag. I swallowed hard as Taylor unzipped and lowered his jeans. By the big bulge in his underwear, I knew that his dick would be massive. And sure enough, when he pulled the underwear off, his hard cock sprung to life and it was even bigger than I imagined. I swallowed a few more times from a slight panic of his size, and the way the mouth spreader caused saliva to quickly and consistently pool around my tongue. Oh my god. Would it be upsetting if I fingered myself too? Thank you. He approached the table, and his throbbing dick hovered just above my head. He hesitated a moment, enjoying the scene, and then moved to the side of my head and lowered his hips slightly to maneuver his penis to my mouth. He said, "You ate your cake. Now eat my cock." I felt the tip of his manhood brush my lower lip, but instead of entering my mouth, he slowly swept his cock back and forth, over my chin and the outside of my mouth, covering himself in the frosting. I'm sorry. I didn't realize our session was up and I didn't mean to arouse you. Should I skip over the details next time? Oh, I didn't realize it was important to vividly relive trauma in this way. I guess I better continue then, if it helps me cope. Oh, you want to finger me? But you're my therapist. Is that against your practice? I just don't see how it helps. Is that part of the therapy to help my sexual addiction? Oh, I don't have enough money for an extra session. Does it cost extra? Really? For free? Okay. Yeah, come finger me. Oh my god. Oh. Oh my god. Oh. Oh. You're making me so wet. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh. I'm gonna come. Oh my god, you're so good at that. I'm sorry. Came all over your hand. Oh. Here, let me lick that off for you. Oh. 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 Okay. See you next Thursday.